Good afternoon, Jan from Milan. How are you?
Good afternoon. That's definitely the best compliment I've received today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Definitely not a moron.
Jan from Milan.
Huawei. We want to talk Huawei today. Oof,
yes, of course. Yes, it's the news on everybody's lips today. And so we are seeing the titanic clash between the United States and China playing out just like we've been talking about the last few weeks. The U.S. trade war, the arrest of the Huawei CFO in Canada, you know, the bans of Huawei's equipment in various Five Eyes countries, and now the U.S. flexing its muscles and saying, you know what, you think we can only affect your business in the United States, but actually, we can hurt you pretty badly. We can hurt your business all around the world by cutting you off from Google and our chip manufacturers, which you need to actually make your phones. Yes, everything's made in China, but you still need our tech. That's what's happening here. And a lot of folks worried about whether their Huawei phones are basically going to stop working, you know, in the next few weeks. But I don't think there's any danger of that.
Why? I mean, they came out quite blatantly yesterday and said that Google apps will no longer be able to be used on Huawei phones.
Right. So that is only for newer phones. And when I say newer phones, I mean phones that haven't been released yet. And so, Huawei and Google have both said that this does not affect phones that are already in market. They will continue to release security updates, Android security updates, and they will, Google itself will continue to support its Play Store and its Play Services, framework, its security framework, on Huawei phones. So the danger here is to future Huawei phones. And certainly, I guess there is a very small risk, Google services will ultimately be forced to be pulled from all Huawei phones, but we're definitely not there yet. And given, the Trump's history with how he negotiates with China, looking at what happened with ZTE, a while ago, I expect that eventually they'll come to some sort of arrangement and this whole thing will blow over, everything will go back to normal.
What's also interesting is that Google seems to be so unbelievably compliant. I mean, it's not owned by the United States government.
Right, but you have to play by their rules, right? So the fact is, export controls are what they are. And if you don't comply with them, then you can find yourself on the wrong end of a regulatory stick, especially when these big companies are busy being scrutinized for being monopolist, for being, in violation of antitrust law.
Jan,
so
what exactly is Huawei being accused of doing?
So many things, and it's not just Huawei, but certainly Donald Trump has accused China of stealing United States intellectual property, not playing by the rules of international business. The CFO stands accused of, knowingly obfuscating, knowingly basically lying to a partner about doing business in Iran. Of course, Huawei has refuted these allegations in the strongest possible terms. Huawei also stands accused of having backdoors in its networking equipment that allows the government of China to spy on other countries where this equipment is installed. Huawei has also refuted those allegations. So what we have here is a bunch of allegations being made, a bunch of retorts saying, no, that's not true. And so this is not actually about the phones. This is not actually about Huawei, having access to Google services. This is a tool in Donald Trump's tool set, a nuclear tool. I mean, this is actually almost like a setting off a tactical nuke, just in an economic sense, between the United States and China. To basically get his way in the larger trade talks and also with respect to how the Chinese deal with you know, with U.S. intellectual property in general. And so this has got, you know, just to reiterate, this has actually got nothing to do with network security. This has nothing to do with phones. This has got to do with, as I said, the larger negotiations and the fact that Huawei is just streets ahead when it comes to 5G technology.
Yeah.
There are other manufacturers that also have 5G technology, but Huawei is, from what I understand, just by and large cheaper and offering better stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if your choices are between a Western company or a South Korean company, or a cheaper Chinese company that offers you a comparable product or a better product, who are you going to go with?
Absolutely. Jan van Meulen, that is where we leave it this week. Thank you very, very much. And, you know, if you want to check out the full article, go to mybroadband.co.za. Jan van Meulen, we speak to him every week. Smart guy. Absolutely love talking to this guy. He's editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. Certainly the best tech website that you'll find in this country.